This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your closing needs. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Chris Ballard. He's the principal of McWilliams Ballard. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're working with the project of Altair.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's very exciting. It's a great project.
Great project. Great client.
Do you get to fly the drone?
No, I wish I did. Views? I think that drone would get shot down right next to the Pentagon.
But they got to do it.
I know. I know. It takes a special dispensation.
Yeah. Well, let's start with you, Chris.
Sure.
How did you get into the career of real estate?
You know, my dad, like a lot of people, my dad was in the business. And so you see your dad doing something and you're focused on it. And so I was in high school. The summer came. And I said, Dad, I want to get a job in real estate. And he said, great. Why don't you go into construction? I said, okay. So he brought his construction foreman over and he said, you know, my son's going to work the summer here. And he said, great, we'll see you at 4:30. And I said, 4:30 is a little late to be starting the day. He's like, no, that's 4:30 in the morning. That's when we start. So I said, Dad, what else is there in real estate? And he said, I don't know, there's sales and marketing. I said, well, what time do they start? He said, the office opens at 11. I said, I want to be in real estate sales and marketing when I grow up. And so that's what happened.
Boom. And you
nothing
ended
up exciting,
building.
Yeah.
And explain the history of McWilliams Ballard.
So started the firm almost 19 years ago with my partner, Ross McWilliams. He and I had worked together previously for 7 years at another firm. And then we decided we'd go off and do it on our own. It's 19 years later. We've sold 25,000 units in 225 communities. So
that's a good
it's
record.
Been great. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of good people that work with us, and a lot of great clients. So,
and what's your role over at McWilliams Ballard?
So we typically, we have the same role. It's just splitting of clients either by geography or past history. But typically we get involved from the very beginning to understand the market, what we should build, how we should price it, what it should look like, how it should be finished, and then we go and execute it at the end.
And who are your clients and why do they choose McWilliams Ballard?
Well, certainly Elcor, JBG, Carlisle, Madison Homes, a lot of the guys that focus on urban product, urban townhomes and condominiums. And so, you know, I think they pick us because we're the best, but we also have a focus in this. So we're not out doing general brokerage. It's a great business and a great career, but that's not what we do. And so we have a very narrow focus. Our entire business is built around this business.
And within your services, what do you offer to your developer clients?
It's pretty broad. We're very research based because most of the deals that we work on include institutional capital. And so when you have institutional capital, you need strong research. A lot of data-driven people out there. So that's something that you know, we take pride in. A lot of research on the finishes, fit and finish, design, floor plans, how efficient they should be, what they should look like, how many bedrooms, dimensions, and then ultimately, you know, pricing expectations, and then the team on site to actually sell and deliver.
So it sounds like you do all of the marketing and they can focus on what they do and build.
Exactly. And if you look at a job, we could be involved for 3 years before it starts. And if you figure it takes 2 years to start and finish, we can be involved for, you know, 5 or more years on a single project. So hopefully you work for good people, and we do.
Perfect. But so exactly when do you typically get involved in a project? At what stage?
If it's brand new, it can be, you know, if it's not a conversion of something existing, it can be at site. You know, at acquisition, someone will call us and say, we have a site under contract and we need to figure out what to do.
And boom, you go into action.
And boom, we go into action. Yeah.
And what are the size of the development firms that you represent?
The size, it varies. I mean, it can be smaller groups that are very local in DC, may have 20 employees and do $50 million a year in business. And it can be and is, you know, groups that manage $6, $7 billion in assets. Kind of anywhere in between.
And what geographical area do you cover?
Primarily Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, but the beaches, Delaware.
Oh, the beaches?
Yeah, the beaches. And we've got an office in West Palm Beach, Florida as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you get to go down there a lot?
My partner does. He's smarter than I am.
How come you don't go down?
Because he does. He called it first.
Oh, he called it first. Yeah. It's kind of like shotgun in the car.
I guess. Yeah. So, especially in the winter.
Let's go talk about the Altair.
Sure.
It's a very awesome project going up.
We're very excited.
But tell me about your involvement with it.
So really, we got started again when the site was put under contract, trying to figure out how to, build this thing, get it to work in the realm of not only the rental side, but really our focus, which is the condo side. So what should we build and why? Who's our consumer? Where are they coming from? Do views matter? If so, how should we orient the building and the different floor plates to maximize those opportunities? And then, how should we price this? There's a unique opportunity there. It's not as much large-scale for-sale development. And so you really have to be smart about how you figure out the pricing and how you justify it against the rest of the marketplace.
And what are some interesting things you found out in your research about the Arlington area?
Well, I mean, we're active in the market, so I wouldn't say that we had to do too much of the top-line research. But I think what's really exciting for us is just the everything that's happening there with the grocery and the retail and the development. And it's one of those situations, Harmon and I are having this discussion, if you look at like the Mount Vernon Triangle and everything that happened there at once, you had all these factors coming into play and you get 3 or 4 years removed and it's entire community ecosystem. And so we really see that happening here. And we like our timing because a lot of what we're talking about happening is under construction today and we'll be there and we'll be successful, before we have residents in our homes.
Perfect. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Chris Ballard. He's principal at McWilliams Ballard. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Chris, let's talk a little bit further. So the project's ready to break ground.
Yes.
You're next to the Pentagon.
Yes.
You got the Metro, you got the walkability, you got the Harris Teeter going in.
We got a great design. We've got height that you don't get in the, obviously, in the D.C. core. And so we have a lot of things that we think will distinguish us. I mean, we probably have, I don't know what the car count is a day, but, untold number of people that can see us from 395 on a daily basis. So we've got visibility that really is second to none in the marketplace.
Perfect.
So we feel pretty good.
What's your favorite thing about the project?
I love the livability of the units. I think we've worked real hard to make them livable, and we've tried to take an approach that is, let's not just do what's been done before because that's the way it's done. Let's really critically analyze these things and say, how much closet space do we need? How should the kitchen lay out? How should we finish these units? How should we be ahead of the game? Because these things take so long, you have to really start to project out and push yourself from a design and finish standpoint. And so I feel like we've done that.
Like, what are some things that are livability? Kind of like when you come in, you throw your keys here and...
So we have, islands that may be movable instead of, a fixed island. So, some people may decide they want to move the island away and have an actual dining room table in their kitchen. It's how we're dealing with the technology. It used to be you'd have an iPod dock, and now we're going completely wireless because you've got things like Sonos.
Love Sonos.
Yeah, Sonos is great. Yeah, you should have it everywhere.
I'm collecting them as I can.
Yeah, exactly. Closets, double stacking closets, not just having a single rung, but really trying to use not only the linear space, but also go vertical as well.
To take up, there's so much wasted space in
the closet. So much wasted space, yeah. And so we're trying to kind of critically look at each one of those things. Kitchen's a great example. I mean, instead of, we're trying to match the kitchen size with the apartment or condominium size. So we're not putting oversized 3-bedroom appliances in a studio home.
Right.
But that happens a lot if you go and see some of the stuff. So we're really trying to match sizes and proportions.
That's wonderful. And as far as the perimeter of the Altair, swimming pool, you got the room upstairs. Like, what are some other amenities that you're
pool,
seeing?
Pool, and then, the community room, and then the lawn that we'll have there. We've got some great ground floor amenities, the use of the lobby area, in the retail space. So, you know, what's great for this, a job like this, a project like this, is we're going to have all the greatest amenities. And it's tough to do when you see some of these smaller condominium projects with 40 or 50 units. You just can't have those amenities. And so we can, and we can make them relatively affordable with our scale.
Now, Chris, the big question is, people want to stay ahead of the curve and get one of these condos. How do they get on the list?
You can visit our project website, which is thealtair.com, www.thealtair.com.
And that's Altair with an A.com.
Exactly.
Such a great name.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, especially the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
And Chris, just before you finish up, tell me about the views. Everybody wants to know about the views.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, we always say the best views are not in D.C. They're outside of D.C. looking in.
Of course.
So just because you have the height. And so if you're up, if you've seen some of the drone shots, I mean, you can see all the way down the Potomac, all the way up into D.C. Mm. And it's just, it will be the best views in the Washington market, bar none.
Perfect. Well, Chris Ballard, principal of McWilliams Ballard, thank you so much for coming in, explaining how you do your business, and talking about the Altair. Coming up next, we're going to bring everyone back into the studio. We're going to get Harmer, we're going to have Chris, and we're going to have John Henry Sisk from Clothesline Settlements to lead what we're going to call the Real Estate Roundtable, coming up next.